The big issue right now is small business. This has been occupying Congress, as we noted yesterday. The Senate was taking a vote, couldn't get through with it. President Trump has been discussing the importance of helping small businesses.
We're in talks to supplement the fund and do more money, so it's, that's the way it's moving. But we're going to help those small businesses receive these loans in record time.
But the Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, also saying there needs to be some more money made available to those small businesses.
I urge them at the president's request that they get us another $250 billion approved, and we look forward to the Senate passing that on Thursday and the House passing that on Friday. This is much needed support.
Is this the best way to help small business? Well, there may be another way, maybe a better way. Daniel P. Simon thinks so. He's chair of the Museum of American Financial Communications Board, the CEO of Vested, a global financial communications firm. He is tweeting at Daniel P. Simon and is joining us here on POTUS. Daniel, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
How big an issue is small business? I mean, how important is this as the focus of any efforts being undertaken by the government, or, as in the case you're suggesting, maybe some private industry? What's the importance of small business?
Oh, small business is absolutely vital to the economic lifeblood of this nation. There are 32 million small businesses, over 90% of them have fewer than 20 employees, but they make up two-thirds of our GDP, and they employ over 50% of new workers in this country. So small businesses are absolutely crucial, and obviously a lot of them are hurting right now.
Where is it, in your opinion, that the private sector can either augment or, in some cases, replace the federal government as the overseer or the executor of whatever assistance needs to get in the hands of small business?
Well, so just to take a step back, the PPP, which is the Payroll Protection Program, is essentially a public-private initiative, right? The government is making these funds available, and they are relying on the private sector, SBA-affiliated banks, to distribute and disperse this money to small businesses. And the problem that we have is that the traditional banking system in this country is not set up at all well to disperse these funds. In my other life, when I'm not writing a book about financial technology, I also run a small business. And we are in a line. We are waiting for our bank to make monies available. Now, we can afford to do that, but a lot of small businesses cannot wait. The main issue is time. Most of these small businesses that I've mentioned have about 10 days of working capital. So that's 10 days of cash before they have to start laying people off or going out of business altogether. And we are well past 10 days since most small businesses in this country were forced to close. And so the challenge is that the traditional banks were supposed to get this money out to small businesses are just not well positioned to do it. There's a lot of technological challenges. They're still very manual. They have to go through an onboarding process, and it's just as costly and timely for these banks to do it on a $10 million loan as it is for a $10,000 loan. And so they're prioritizing the larger end of the small business market, the small businesses with perhaps hundreds of employees. That's important. And I'm not saying that's not important, but if you look out your window onto Main Street, as I said, 92% of those 32 million small businesses have fewer than 20 employees. That's your diner, that's your favorite little independent coffee shop, your independent bookstore, your dog groomer, your daycare for the kids. All of those are small businesses, and they are very much in the back of the line right now for money. So they need it the most, and they're getting it the last.
And to that point, so the letter that was sent by the American Institute of CPAs, the International Franchise Association, Paychex, and Intuit, these are all payroll processors, they sent a letter to President Trump, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, Small Business Administrator Carranza, and this was an open letter basically saying, all right, make it available. We can go through existing payroll processors. You're saying a lot of those payroll processors, that's great, but the small businesses will miss out because of the fact that they are not going through these kinds of payroll processors.
So the SBA made available on Wednesday night for fintech. So payroll providers, but also think about the fintech lenders, people like OnDeck and Cabbage, small business lenders who are using technology to speed up that onboarding process. All of these guys were lobbying Congress very hard, and the SBA and the Treasury, saying, hey, banks, traditional banks have to do this manually. We've just spent 10 years building technology to be able to do this very, very quickly. Let us get in on the action. Let us disperse this funds. And the good news is that the SBA finally made the application for those fintechs available on Wednesday night. It's now Friday morning. Fintechs have some hoops to jump through to become part of that process. The good news is that they are going to be part of that process. The bad news is, you know, it's already very, very late in the day to get these guys involved. Hopefully, they'll get up to speed very quickly, and we will start to see, now that the fintechs are involved in this, dispersing funds much more rapidly.
Explain fintechs for us who don't understand exactly what that means.
Sure. So, I mean, until 10 years ago, and we talk about this in my book, if you wanted a loan as a small business, maybe 10, 12 years ago, your typical idea was to go to your bank, right? Chase, Bank of America. You'd go to your branch and you'd say, I'm a small business. I want a loan for maybe to build something out or to offer a new service. After the Great Recession, after the financial crisis, when financial institutions were just not lending, a lot of technologists came around with a kind of a very West Coast mentality, and they said, if we strip out the infrastructure costs, if we invest in smart technology like AI and cloud, we can issue loans to small businesses faster, more efficiently. We can evaluate their creditworthiness. We can determine whether they can pay us back. And so they use a lot of clever technology to get money in the hands of small businesses faster. So these companies, as I said, like OnDeck, like Square, like Cabbage, that have been around for a long time, are very well positioned to help the millions of small businesses who need to get their hands on the funds. Unfortunately, you know, the federal government hasn't made it available to them to disperse this fund until just now.
Again, Daniel P. Simon was chairman of the Museum of American Finance, CEO of Vested. He's also, by the way, as he mentioned his book, the author of The Money Hackers, How a Group of Misfits Took on Wall Street and Changed Finance Forever. Last question for you as we wrap up. I just wondered, do you think banks are doing better this time around than they were as America struck its crisis in 2008? I mean, this has been a question now about the availability of funds for small businesses and loans and applications and so on. Just an overall sense of how things are working right now.
Well, I don't find myself agreeing with Larry Kudlow very often, but the banking system is not in the eye of the storm this time around, and the banks are better capitalized. They are not as over-levered as they were in 2008. And so the short answer is yes, they're doing better in as much as they're not being forced to merge. They're not about to crumble and take the entire financial system with them. That does not mean that they're doing better for small businesses. They are not well set up for the most part to handle the millions of very, very small businesses, two, three, four person businesses that desperately need cash right now, or they're going to go out of business. And that's why they're prioritizing those small businesses with whom they already have a line of credit. And that's going to leave a lot of small businesses at the back of the queue.
Daniel, thank you for joining us on POTUS this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Daniel P. Simon, chairman of the Museum of American Finance, the CEO of Vested, which is a global financial communications firm, the author of The Money Hackers, How a Group of Misfits Took on Wall Street and Changed Finance Forever. His thoughts expressed in a Forbes piece on how some of these financial tech companies and a different way of approaching money that should be delivered directly to small businesses, his thoughts on that and the way the system is set up right now. He is tweeting, by the way, at Daniel P. Simon, S-I-M-O-N.